from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2022, and it is 4:14 p.m. when I'm recording this. I'm using the Backpack app, and I'm driving my car, or my truck, whatever, from Redding back to the mountain house. Redding is about 50 minutes, about 40 miles east of Douglas City, where I have a mountain house up here. The reason I was here, I was on day one of the actual diving part of the diving certification that I'm trying to get. The final day is tomorrow, so I have tomorrow, barring no major disasters, I will be a certified diver. What does that mean? I guess it means I'm allowed to get tanks refilled, and it means I will be a lot better at trying to get lobster in the Keys when I go there this weekend. We're going to be using something called a Brownie's Third Lung, which is a floating. So you don't use tanks. Today I'll talk about that in a second, but you don't use tanks. The Brownie Third Lung is a little thing that floats on the top of the water, in the water, and it's like an inner tube. And then inside the inner, in the whole part of the inner tube, there's a pump. And you have a couple of 30 feet air hoses coming out with regulators, just like the same kind of regulators that use in scuba tanks. And you put on a weight belt and you use this regulator and wear a mask and you go down to the water and you can breathe under the water. So you don't need tanks on your back. It was suggested that I should, by my friend Deborah, who we're meeting her and her husband Jerry, and I think their friends as well. They have a house for the month in the Keys. And the wife and I are going to go down there and try to get lobster. They've already gotten about 200 already, I think. They went back up to Jacksonville, and then they're coming back on Friday, and they're going to meet us. And we're going to go try to get lobster for a week, and I am looking forward to it. I don't know how I'm going to afford it, because I haven't worked in 2 weeks, and the money is going fast. So today, I was supposed to meet at the instructor's house, or his parents' house, and they have a swimming pool on their property, and we were going to, the first half of the day, we're going to be learning the basics in a swimming pool. I picked up all the diving equipment, three tanks, what's called a BCD, which is a buoyancy control device, I think is what it's called. It's basically a vest, an air vest, and it holds whatever. It's what scuba divers wear, and you put the tank on the back of it. These things cost like $1,000, somewhere like $1,200, $1,500. Another hobby that I ain't gonna get into, that hobby, start buying all this stuff. I got enough hobbies, expensive hobbies, but I think it's good to learn how to do this. So I got there at 7 o'clock this morning, and it was me and one other person. Normally the classes are on the weekends, but it was like a special class for me and one other person. The other person was a girl who's just out of high school, and she's going into the Army, so she wanted to get certified. So it was her and me, and so we learned some basics in the swimming pool, after we did, you know, basic things, going under the water, learning how to use the regulator, you're learning how to set up your equipment, learning how to do emergency stuff, safety stuff. And so at the end of, we took a break, and then after that he goes, okay, you're going to get out of your wetsuits and you're going to be in your bathing suits, and we're going to tread water for 10 minutes. And dumbass me, I didn't bring a bathing suit. Because here, I'll tell you why. Because when I go kayak, I wear a wetsuit in the kayak, and I normally just go, commando under the wetsuit, because it's my wetsuit. But today I figured, well, I'm not going to go commando. I'll just wear my boxers on my underwear. So I said, excuse me, instructor, sir, I don't have a bathing suit. I only have my boxer shorts. And the guy looks at me like, what kind of a fucking moron comes to a dive class, puts on a wetsuit with no bathing suit? The girl looks at me, this girl's like 17, 18 years old, maybe even younger, 17. She's like looking at me like, what a moron. So he thought about it. He was clearly disgusted. So they agreed, okay, you can go in the swimming pool in your boxers. Just don't be swinging your jewels around in front of this little girl. You know, and I had no intentions of perving out with some little girl, you know, in the pool. I was clearly embarrassed. I mean, I was so friggin' embarrassed. So we did that for 10 minutes, and we had an out. After lunch, we were gonna go to Whiskey Town Lake, which is this big, huge lake, which I'm driving along right now. So we had like an hour and a half. He gave us a break. We'd go get the exchange tanks at the dive shop. You know, bring back the empty tank and get a full tank, and then go have some lunch. Well, I figured on my lunch break I would go to Walmart and buy myself a bathing suit, because you know, it was embarrassing as hell. So I go to Walmart. They don't have any bathing suits. They have one bathing suit left. It's a boy's extra large Jurassic Park. It's got Jurassic Park pattern on dinosaurs all over. It's actually a cool looking bathing suit. Boy's extra large, $7. This bathing suit's badass looking. I like it. Big, huge. It's got like Tyrannosaurus Rex and that, I don't know what the other dinosaur. I'm not an authority on Jurassic Park. So I'm walking around with a Jurassic Park bathing suit, which I actually like. I'm going to bring this thing to the Keys with me. It looks pretty cool. Only thing that would have been cooler would have been a Jaws bathing suit. And by the way, Jonathan Travers, I got your YouTube video. The boy who got his leg bitten off by a shark in the Keys. Yeah. I saw it. I saw it before you sent it. And thank you for sending it there, Jonathan Travers. Send me an audio comment. I want to hear from you during the dog days, Jonathan Travers. So anyway, I go back. I'm proudly wearing my Jurassic Park bathing suit. Fits me perfectly, too. I love it. Maybe I'll take a picture of it before I put it on the show notes. We'll see. Or maybe I'll put it on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group and in the Instagram. So we went to the lake, dove for a while. It was actually a lot of fun. I saw some trout in the lake, some discarded Vans. I was going to take them, and then I picked them up. I said, oh, they look like my size. Maybe I'll take them home and wash them, and they'll have some new Vans, some new old Vans. And I picked them up, and they were all eaten up in the inside of them. The instructor said, yeah, they've been in there for like 3 years. So that was fun. Saw some fish and some little bit of garbage and some, a spare tire, a cinder block. The girl was diving. She found an earring, and I found an old Kodak Instamatic camera. I did not take it. I don't know where I would get it developed anyway. Who knows what would be in it, if it would even be developed. Anyway, so that was day one. Now I am driving. Oh, by the way, the girl, when we were in diving, she got her car broken into. They smashed her window. Now, I have my new Tacoma, which 2021 Tacoma, which I really, really love. I haven't talked about it on the show, and I'm not really going to, because I don't want people to think I'm rich. Let's not get into car payments, okay? But I love this truck. It's army green. It's really cool. And if somebody would have smashed my window, I would have been so furious. I would have been questioning every person down there in the lake that was swimming. But this girl had a really good attitude about it. I guess her dad, it might have been her dad's car or something. So I don't know what I'm going to do about tomorrow. We're going to be there all day. And if some motherfucker smashes my window, I'm going to be murderous. I don't take kindly to thievery, friends. At least physical. Well, don't send me any emails about newalbumreleases.net, please, okay? All right. So that happened. Now I'm driving back home. I had to go back to the dive shop to exchange this empty tank. Tomorrow we're bringing three tanks, and we're going to be diving until about 1 o'clock in the lake again, Whiskey Town Lake. And then I'll be certified. Now I'm driving back to, and on the way back, I'm stopping off and picking up my deer mount. It's ready. I was told it was ready. The deer that I killed last year, I had the head mounted. So I'm looking forward to picking that up. 12 months later, I'm getting my deer mount. So that's happening. Yesterday morning, I spoke about this briefly when I had BJ on the show yesterday doing the Cheap Trick, his book, which, by the way, everybody should go buy if you're a Cheap Trick fan. I mean, he goes super deep, nerds out big time on Cheap Trick. I've never seen anyone nerd out on the history of Cheap Trick more than this book. It reminds me of Trouble Boys, the Replacements book. It's that in depth. So yesterday morning, I got up, went up to the tree stand, and I have a rope that I tie to my bow, and I pull up, and then I pull the bow up, and then I just sit in the tree stand, and I wait for the deer to come, if they do come. So I tied the bow on, I was half asleep, and I pulled the bow, I got the bow up about three quarters of the way up, and the rope came untied. The bow fell onto the ground. I inspected, it didn't look like anything got loose, so I'm assuming the sights are okay and everything. And I recorded right after this happened, when I was still shaking too. Maybe I'll post that just for Patreon donors at some point, we'll see. So I drop the bow, I go down and pick it up, feeling like a moron. I'm sitting up there and I'm getting ready to start reading BJ's book, because I had BJ's book with me. As soon as I open BJ's book, here come two deer. They're both bucks, right down by the trail cam, right underneath my tree stand. The night before, I was sitting in the tree stand and I practiced pulling the bow back. I couldn't get the bow back. All through the night, I'm dreaming, oh, I can't pull the bow back. For some reason, the way I'm sitting in that tree stand, in a seated position, holding the bow in my hand, it makes it difficult to pull the thing back. So I'm dreaming the night before how to pull your bow back from a seated position. And I'll be damned if I didn't dream the right way to do it, because these deer came down, okay, and I'm trying to pull the bow back, couldn't quite get it. They look up, I keep still. Why did they not smell me? Well, somebody from the Rock and Roll Geek, Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show last year sent me a gift. Could have been Michael Street, but I don't think so. I think it was somebody else. Sent me this deer in estrus scent. And it's got a little cotton swab that you put on and you hang on a tree. Well, I dipped that thing in there and I put it up on the tree, so it kind of disguised my scent. They knew something was around, but they could not see me. And they went back down to doing whatever they were doing. And as soon as they turned their head away from me, I pulled the bow back. Now, there was a smaller buck in front of the one that I wanted to get. The one that I wanted to get was behind the smaller one. The smaller one I could have shot, had he was in a perfect stance for me to get a hard shot. Then he walks away, I'm still holding the bow back. And it's getting to be like 5-10 minutes, and I'm starting to get tired. So I'm holding the bow back. He finally walks away. The bigger buck, the way he was positioned, I had him in my sights, but his left shoulder was blocking his heart. So I would have had to go through his leg, and I'm still holding the bow back, and I am shaking. I mean, I got buck fever, target panic. I'm shaking, going to myself, please step up. So he finally goes to follow the other buck, and he walks, and there's a clear shot. I got him in the sights. Boom! I clicked the release. I mean, his heart was right in the sight. I'll be damned if I thought I hit him, but I go down and look at the arrow. There's no blood on the arrow. Turns out. So I went up, and so I get back up in the tree stand, and I'm going, I call my wife and I say, I don't know, I think I thought I hit him, but there's no blood on this fucking arrow. So I climb back up in the tree stand. Did I climb? Yes, I did. I climbed back up in the tree stand. There's no blood on this arrow. So I mean, maybe I didn't hit the damn thing. And there, you know, if I would have hit it, there would definitely be. So I look on the trail cam, and it looks like the bow, looks like the arrow went into his, a little bit low, but went in. So I'm sitting up in the tree stand, and I hear something behind me. I slowly turn behind me. Right underneath my tree stand, there's a 300-pound black bear right under my tree stand. And I trying to put my phone in selfie mode, and then I kind of push it up, and he's just standing there. He knows something's there. He doesn't know what it is, but he knows something's near him, just like that deer did. And I took a selfie video, and I sent it to my wife. And then he starts walking, and he goes to where the deer were. And he just sits there and just starts hanging out, eating something on the ground or something from under by the tree stand. And he sits there. And he sits there, and he sits there, and I'm filming. I filmed 3-4 videos, sent it to my wife, and she's going, holy shit. This thing was 300 pounds, and I'm not scared at this point. Then he stops, and he looks up, and I swear he was looking right up at me, but I have this, like, burlap sack, like, knee, a little bit higher than knee high, so all you can really see is my head, and I had a camo hat on, and I was like ducked down a little bit low and hold sleep, staying very still. And starts going through my mind, if this bear wanted, this 300-pound bear, he could climb up this tree stand and just fucking kill me. And I'm thinking, holy shit, I don't have any bear spray. And I'm starting to get scared. And the damn thing's sitting there looking at me. And I didn't want to say anything to it, so I just sat there. Sat there, please don't come kill me, Mr. Bear. Please don't come kill me. I didn't have a bear tag, but it's not, I'm not going to kill a bear with a bow and arrow anyway, especially if I just missed a deer. You don't want to have a pissed off bear with a bow sticking out of its side. But he eventually went away after about, I'm going to guess, 30 minutes. I'd have to say I was a little bit afraid of being a prey of being black bears generally or don't they avoid people, but who knows. There wasn't a grizzly, but he walked away. I came down, the wife came up, and we showed her the air. She goes, there's no blood, you missed the thing. So we didn't, walked up the hill to where I saw the deer run to, didn't see anything dead, no blood splatter or anything. And I said, well, I'm gonna go down and shoot a couple of practice arrows. Maybe I dropped when I dropped the bow, it did something to the sight. I'll be damned if I wasn't shooting a foot low every shot, and I couldn't adjust it. I don't know what was what could have gotten knocked out. So I'm trying every different way, couldn't get it. Well, to the bottom line, I finally got it to where it's not right, but I have the dial set to where if I'm on the tree stand set the way it is, I can shoot a bullseye. But it's not right. I don't know how I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna have to take it to an archery store or something and see if they can fix it. But so that's why I missed the deer. Otherwise I would have some backstrap in my walk-in cooler that I made myself, that's at the perfect right now in 100 degree weather. In that walk-in cooler, it's about 38, 40 degrees. It goes up maybe to about 45 in the 110 degree weather. So I'm going to try. So last night I went back up in the tree stand after we went out to eat. My wife doesn't want me to cook because she's heading back tomorrow and doesn't want me to make a mess. That's a whole nother story. So I went up in the tree stand last night. I stayed until about 7:15, and I thought, I'm coming back down. I don't, I'm really tired. And if I do get a deer, I'm going to be too tired to gut this thing and skin it. And about 10 minutes after I came down, I look on the trail cam, and those two bucks are back at the same spot. So tonight, the plan right now is to go back up in the tree stand and try one more time to get this buck. Maybe I'll try again tomorrow night. So far, your hunter friend, the lonely bow hunter, Michael Butler, is not a very good hunter. But a lot of action. $2 and a beer in one morning by 6:30 in the morning. So that was fun, at least. So there you go. I'm almost at the guy's house where my deer mount is. So I'm going to wrap it up now. We're 20 minutes into this. I spun the iTunes wheel when I was coming back, when I was waiting for the second half of the dive, and it came up on the great Bridget West and New York Loose, which that album, The Year of the Rat, if you don't have it, I don't know what's wrong, but you need to get it, because it's a great album, top to bottom. It came up on a song called Broken, so that's what I'm going to play. Thank you for listening, friends. Day 22 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, dogdaysofpodcasting.com, which where you can subscribe to the entire feed so you get everybody's show who's doing it this year. Rockandrollgeek.com. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com to send me emails and audio comments. Please keep the audio comments coming. Facebook, R&R Geek. Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. And the Facebook group as well. Please keep the donations coming, because it's a value for value. And if you get any value out of this, please give me what you can, friends. I got big expenses, and the wife is really, really... she's retired, and she's loving spending my money. I hope she's not listening to this. I'm sorry, dear. I'm just trying to be funny for the show. All right. Thank you for listening. Here's the great New York Loose and the lovely and talented Bridget West. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends.
It's a Rock and Roll Geek train wreck.